Good morning, everyone. This is Blake Ruby from San Antonio. It's so good to be back on the radio airwaves, internet radio airwaves. It's been since last May of 2019, and a lot has happened over those months. You out there in internet radio land, I hope you're doing okay. I understand that internet radio can stretch all over the world. It's such a wonderful opportunity to be here and talk to you, and knowing also that this show is getting archived, so for anybody that didn't have a chance to listen to it live, you can always listen to it afterwards. And the name of the show is Blake Rubyology, and let me explain why I call it that. Obviously, that's the use of my last name, Rubyology. It's because, and if any of you have heard my shows before in the past, I talk about all kinds of subjects, but mainly spiritual ones. So it's my philosophy, what I talk about here. And I'll tell you in advance, if I offend you for any reason, maybe challenge your faith, it's not my intention to do so. I'm assuming you're listening because you want to learn something, and it's up to you whether to believe it or not, accept it or reject it. So my reality system has been created from all that I've learned from people, books that I've read. So that's what I talk about. And I've got so much to talk about in an hour, and I know that this 1 hour is going to fly by quickly. First, I'd like to give some shout-outs to begin with for BBS Radio. Thank you for taking me back again. The reason I stopped was because, first, financial reasons, and second, because what I talk about is really, put it in a certain way, difficult. It requires courage because most of us, I think, are content with staying inside the box and not thinking outside the box. But as I've mentioned before, I believe, and I'm certain it's true, that we're here in this world, on this planet, in this solar system, in this galaxy, in this universe, to develop ourselves spiritually. Now, I'm just as guilty as the next person for not doing that, although I have made some good strides in that regard, I believe. My mother, may God bless her soul, she's in the spirit lands, in some location, doing things for the Creator, no doubt. She put me on the path to spiritual development, and I'll be 66 years old this August. Hey, yay, I'll be collecting my Social Security. Yay, that's some extra money. I think at that time, I'm going to go to 4 radio shows a month, once a week. That would be very good. And over those years, I have done a lot towards my spiritual development, to include prayer. I'm a really strong believer in prayer. I pray all the time. I pray before I hit the road. I get in my car, I say a few prayers. How about you? You do that too? I think it's a good idea, don't you? There's a sign up on the road. There's a few signs that tell us here in Texas how many people have died so far on the road. Now, I'm not so naive as to believe that it couldn't happen to me. Once you get out there rolling at 60, 70 miles an hour, things can happen awfully quickly, you know. And I pray it doesn't happen to us. But I'm sure that's what those people that died might have thought. Don't you think so? Don't you believe so? Point is, it's a good idea to pray constantly. Even if you don't believe in prayer, it's good to say a few words just in case you get you covered, you know, because once you lose this body, then my faith tells me that there is another existence out there beyond this life, another life, if you will, because it's hard to describe this life that we're in right now. How many of you out there can remember when you were born? You can't. yet your brain and eyes were functioning back then. I can't. I don't think anybody can. There might be some exceptions. I don't know. I can remember when I was 2 years old, which is pretty good, I think. And I've talked with some people about that before, and they remember little bits and pieces of when they were younger. But what I'm trying to say is that so we were born, and one day we die, right? And in between, it's incumbent upon us to not only develop ourselves spiritually, but I guess you could say it's the same thing, to evolve. Evolve, my friends, because we're on this planet, beautiful planet Earth, in our solar system, and we evolve, we revolve around our sun, we rotate on our axis, and it all happens perfectly. And we take that for granted, don't we? I mean, we accept it as if it's our, it's some light that we have. The sun is out there in the sky. How many of you thought about the sun? It's just a ball of fire in the sky, a flaming disk. Well, we know it's round. It works magnificently 24/7. Each week, each month, each year, year after year, century after century, without fail, without any glitches. And yet we take it for granted. It's like that song by Sting called Fields of Gold. And it goes, you forget the sun in a jealous sky when we walk in fields of gold. Well, we do forget the sun. We do take it for granted. But I'll tell you why. One reason is because, and I was thinking of naming my show this, we are co-creator gods in the making. We are created in the image. It says that in the Bible, even if you don't believe in the Bible. I think you might see the truth in that. We are created in the image of our Creator. And the Creator is out there. What does that mean? It means your face, your facial characteristics, your body, your anthropoid body is created in the image of some being who is magical, powerful, all-knowing. Isn't that amazing? So we are gods in the making. We can not be like the supreme creator who created the universe, but we can be co-creator gods with the supreme creator. And what does that mean? It means that, just like it says in the Bible, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And everything was created by the Word. Hello? Does that mean anything to you? Are you a speaker of words? I think so. We are, aren't we? We know about words, semantics, verbiage, terminology. Do you speak positive words, or do you speak negative words? Because negative words can destroy. Positive words can create. So what do you choose? Do you choose to be a creator or a destroyer? And if you're a destroyer, why do you feel that way? Were you abused as a child, perhaps? Physically, sexually? That's a difficult subject. Like Rubyology, that's saying my show. I would have liked to have called it Co-Creator Gods in the making. And let me explain a little bit about that further. So most people will agree that, yes, someday we will die. And then what happens? Do you believe in reincarnation? A lot of people I've spoken with don't believe in reincarnation. That's because I think some people don't believe in it because the Bible doesn't mention anything about reincarnation. And I think it's a safe guess to say that most people that listen to BBS radio are Christians, although I might be wrong. There might be some Buddhists or Vishnus out there, Muslims, Islamists. And I hope so, because I wouldn't think BBS radio would label themselves as just one religion kind of internet radio. They believe in spirituality. So reincarnation is logical, my friends, when you look at the big picture of us being co-creator gods in the making. And, oh, there's so much I can talk about. You know, I'm just getting warmed up. It's really great to be back talking on the radio airwaves. I've got a whole hour now, a little bit less than an hour, to say whatever I want and change the subject so many times. I'll get back to co-creator gods in the making, but first let me tell you what I wanted to talk about today, all the different topics to include politics. Hey, are you out there? You notice what's going on with politics? I'll talk about that a little bit later, but first let me just touch on that briefly. You know, I won't say who I'm going to vote for in November. And I watched the Democratic debate last night. I like Mr. Trump. I see what's going on with the Republicans and the Democrats, all the drama and the competition. And my friends, don't be mistaken. It is a competition. It's like a game, like a Super Bowl game. You have the Democrats and Republicans. It's just like you have the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. And they'll do whatever they can to win. And they'll lie. They're lying all the time. Somebody's lying, you know. It goes back and forth. And I remember in 2016, it was that way. And before that, in 2012, they were making these statements. And you knew somebody was lying, right? One side or the other. But you weren't sure who exactly was lying. And so, my friends, it's incumbent upon us to seek the truth in everything. Don't take anything for granted. You know, these people, they're good people. Politicians, they're very brilliant, very intelligent people. And I don't say much about God, but I won't hold that against them, you know. Mr. Trump, I've heard him say, and I've heard Mr. Obama and other presidents, you know, always say at the end of their speeches, may God bless you and may God bless America. Hopefully they say may, because when people say God bless you, God bless America, I think that's kind of like a demand, isn't it? God, you better bless America. God, you better bless him. And when you say may, when you include may in there, it's like, please, God. And you're asking God instead of telling God to do something. Am I making sense? Because do you like to be told to do things when people tell you to do things? No, you don't. You can't fool me. None of us do, especially when we get older. So, you know, I can go back and forth about who's right, who's wrong, you know, the situation with Ukraine. And on one side of the coin, I hear Mr. Trump say, you know, it's a perfect call. And Mr. Zelensky, in that transcript, didn't appear to be pressured when they asked him if he was pressured. He said, no, I wasn't, by no means at all. And so a lot of people are calling him a liar. Well, I say, to heck with the rules and regulations, bring him over, put him on our court, if he will, you know, give him some money to come and testify. Put his hand on the Bible, raise his hand and say, I swear to God, I'll tell the truth, the whole truth, and that's about the truth, you know. Were you coerced? Were you pressured by Mr. Trump with the military aid, etc.? No, I wasn't. Liar, still lying. So, and then they're digging up dirt about Joe Biden. How many people really think that there might be some dirt out there? Maybe there was some corrupt deals made in the past, but they don't want to hear that. They don't want to listen to that. On the other hand, I don't like some of the things Mr. Trump says. You know, he can be a little bit kinder, more empathetic, more sympathetic, more intelligent, and not try to fight fire with fire all the time, you know? I believe he's a good man. I've seen him. I see him when he's hurt. His feelings are hurt. And I think, well, I wonder how he was brought up. He probably didn't get a lot of love when he was younger. His father was probably pretty strict with him, didn't show him a lot of love. You know, it might be something as simple as when the mother changes the diapers of their baby when they're young, do they do so quickly and in a hurried fashion, kind of slapping things on and and not doing it in a loving, caressing way and smiling into the eyes of the baby, giving them a kiss sometimes or a hug. Some of us don't get that when we're growing up. Like someone like Hitler, you know, who a lot of us hope is still burning in hell for everything that he did, but what about when he was brought up? Maybe he was sexually molested as a child. That is a terrible thing. And I can feel that it's still something that's feared in this world. Fortunately, to the best of my memory, it never happened to me. And I've never done it to, I've never sexually molested or assaulted anybody. But I know that it goes on nowadays in this world. And one reason might be because we are all souls, right? You know, I've got a book out there in the Amazon Kindle bookstore. It's called The Gray Brain, The Golden Soul. We are all souls. The soul transitions from the body at the time of death. The soul is the brain of the spirit. The spirit is just like the physical body and all its attributes and characteristics. It resembles that almost closely, but it can either be transparent or translucent. It has the colors of the rainbow in it. The soul is like the brain of the spirit. It has all the past-like memories. And so I saw a guy yesterday in his truck. We stopped at the stop sign. He drove by me, right? And the look on his face, he looked like an aggressive young man. And I'm thinking to myself, now there goes a young soul. And I look at people nowadays and I think, okay, that's an intermediate soul. I wonder, is that an advanced soul? An old soul? Oh, that's a young soul right there. Someone who has not had many past lives, who doesn't have that knowledge, you know? Anyway, I'm running out of time. Time is flying, my friends. So I wanted to do some reading. I wanted to do some shout-outs. I wanted to talk about the sun. I wanted to talk about, by the way, and I did touch upon this before, I am going to challenge your faith. You know, if you're strict in your faith and you don't think outside the box and you believe in the Bible and everything the Bible says, and not willing to accept more details in regard to certain situations, events in the Bible, or maybe extrapolating further on the circumstances within the Bible, what really happened, what truthfully happened, what the truth is, what might be some fabrications that were created in the rewriting of the Bible and the interpreting of the Bible, then you probably shouldn't listen to what I have to say, because I will challenge your faith. I talked about Jesus in one of my previous shows as being an extraterrestrial from another planet. Yes, he was here. In fact, there were two Jesus. And you might say to yourself, oh, my God. But wait, listen to me explain my rationale. And I've dedicated radio shows before in the past half an hour explaining exactly who Jesus was. But if you want to read more about it, go on the Internet and type in abduction to the ninth planet, about a man who was taken to, hold on just a minute, I'm going to go to the door and one of the dogs wants to come out. All right, I'll be right back. That was Goldie, our American Pit Bull Terrier. She wanted to go out in the backyard to do her ablutions. So, I can already tell that I might have offended someone out there. Yes, there was two Jesus, according to what I believe in. And everyone's entitled to their opinion, right? That's one thing I do get into a little bit of a conflict with regarding people who believe strictly in the Bible. Although I don't want to ever argue or debate what's in the Bible, because I respect it very much. I think it's a holy book. It's got great wisdom in it. It's an account of divine intervention that happened in this world like no other book before in the past throughout our history. Nevertheless, there are some things in there I don't agree with, so I might be 90% on board with the Bible, but would you hold that against me? Would you persecute me because I don't believe in everything the Bible says? Now, that's not logical, my friends, and that's not American-like either. People who believe in freedom of speech and freedom of thought. So why not take some of what the Bible says and maybe what you read in another book and combine them and create a different reality system, one that's more intelligent and all-encompassing? I'm not saying that you're not intelligent. I'm just saying maybe you're young. As you get older, you begin to see more of the truth and you'll be wiser. I'm not saying that you're not wise now. Most of the people I know in my life are beautiful, intelligent, decent, hardworking, loving people. It's just a small minority that are out there that are the tyrants and dictators and bullies, you know. And I don't think Mr. Trump is one of them. And I change subjects fast here, okay? So I hope you don't mind, but that's me. Anybody who's listened to my shows before in the past know that that's what I do. Drink a water. And there's one thing about having a show on BBS Radio, and thank you, BBS Radio, again, for all you do, for helping to make the world a better place. I've said this before many times. With what all the shows, and I've seen the subjects of all the shows, and there are some amazing, amazing, wonderful people who have these shows who are so knowledgeable and gifted and talented and want to share what they know with other people in the world out there. And indeed, internet radio does stretch all around the world. There could be somebody listening right now from China. Somebody in China, maybe Russia, maybe England, Japan, maybe in Hawaii, or in southern Australia on the coast, or in Bombay, Calcutta, India. My father was born there. My parents were English. My dad, he was with the British Army in World War II at Normandy and Dunkirk. My mother went through the bombing of London. They're both in the spirit lands now. As I mentioned, my mother anyway, my dad too, they passed away in 1999 at age 81 each. Mom 10 days later than dad. Dad the 28th of July, mom the 7th of August. So it was really good for me to have them as parents because they gave me a lot of latitude to do things. But then again, it was kind of tough in a way because we didn't always have a lot of money. I grew up in a secondhand smoke environment. They both smoked, so they had PTSD kind of bad, you know. Dad, he killed at least one German in World War II. He had a man die in his arms. He'd wake up in the middle of the night flailing, you know, punching at something. And he would drink himself into a stupor. He would pass out, basically. He wet his bed at night, drink that hard liquor and beer, and smoke cigarettes. And he wasn't a violent drunk, but he got very obnoxious and used a lot of swear words. And I saw I was subject to that growing up all the time. I mean, it wasn't really one night when he wasn't drunk that I can remember. Not too many, let's put it that way. But God was good. The Creator was good. And saw us through and even gave us a couple of landfalls. You know, a lot of money. We came across, we had a court case. It's a long story. Got about $100,000 back in 1972. Dad bought me a new car here in San Antonio, actually. And then later on, in the early 90s, my mother had a kept in touch with a relative who was living in Asia, I think, and my mother inherited some money when that aunt passed away. It was, again, about $100,000. So we were blessed with that. So after that, we lived kind of comfortably until they passed away. Then they closed the door. So I'll be listening out there that don't have your own radio show. I just had to let the dog get a radio show on BBS Radio. There's nothing like being able to talk for an hour. It's a skill that you develop. And I really missed that from, you know, when I had my last show back in May. So there's so much I can talk about, love to talk about. And I know, I don't know how many of you are out there listening. As I mentioned, there could be some people in different countries listening to BBS Radio. And if you do listen, that's because you want to develop yourself spiritually and evolve. But if you could get your own radio show, that's even better, you know, to talk about what you believe in, what your thoughts are. It's a good thing. So, and there's pressure, you know, pressure to talk. It could only be Doug listening or Don listening to me right now at BBS Radio, but it wouldn't matter because I still feel that pressure. Even if it was 1,000 people out there listening right now, and I've heard that there have been over 100 before listening to me. And I thank you for that. I hope to keep my show up for as long as I can. I've got some things going on in my life where my money, I'm going to be spending my money, saving it, putting it away. We've got cruises my wife and I go on 2 or 3 times a year. I've got a trip to Jerusalem. I'm looking forward to that in October 21. Really looking forward to that, you know, just walking in that same place that Jesus walked in. You know, you heard me say before, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that Jesus didn't exist and walk around and perform all those miracles and die on the cross and was resurrected. I do believe that. I'm just saying there's more to the picture than some people realize. There's an extraterrestrial race out there who are monitoring our civilization and have been for thousands of years, pointing us in the right direction when we go wrong. You better believe that, you know, because they're trusted with the mentorship of certain civilizations throughout our Milky Way galaxy. And these extraterrestrials are technologically and spiritually the most advanced, one of the most advanced in the Milky Way galaxy. And so the Creator, who is a spirit, who was at one time actually like us living on the material world, but eventually achieved that co-creator God status through the process of reincarnation, has entrusted these extraterrestrial races to kind of mentor and help along these civilizations that each need help, that are in trouble, like we were back around Jesus' time. And don't get it wrong, my friends. Things were pretty decadent back there. And, I mean, for lack of a better way of describing it, there was a lot of evil going on in the world at the time, even back in Moses' time. And there was extraterrestrial intervention back then, too, with Moses, the parting of the Red Sea. You think that was just fantasy? Does anybody have any idea exactly how that happened? I'll tell you how it happened. It was from a spaceship up above. You know, just like a la Star Trek, they have these tractor beams and these anti-gravity matter transformation beams that they have developed over the thousands and millions of years. They've been in existence longer than us, right? Because we're right now on one of the outside spiral arms of the Milky Way galaxy. In the beginning, with the Big Bang, the universe began to form. The first solar system was created, and then another one, and another one, and another one, and then the first galaxy, and then another galaxy began to form, and then billions of years later, our Milky Way galaxy was formed, and one solar system after another until ours was created. So don't tell me that God didn't create other civilizations out there at the beginning. That's logical, and you can't dispute logic. That is irrefutable logic. Because let me tell you something else, too. A God, a creator, who is as powerful and knowledgeable enough to create all this life on Earth. I'm talking about, just took a drink of water, the thousands of fish in the seas, oceans, rivers, and lakes. I'm talking about the 10,000 birds, the over 1 million types of insects, with wings and eyes, metabolisms, reproductive systems, little tiny little insects created beautifully. The amphibians, 5,000, 9,000 actually. Reptiles, 10,000. Mammals, 6,000, 7,000 types. A creator who is powerful and omniscient enough to create all those little individual bodies with their separate bodily functions, their eyes, beautiful eyes that see, their wings, some of them that make them able to fly. And they're capable of reproducing and making more little insects or more mammals or fish, beautifully, wonderfully made, right? A God as powerful and knowing enough to do that, are you telling me that that God, that creator, couldn't create the same life or maybe different life elsewhere in the universe? It would be such a good thing to know that there was life out there. But right now, officially, according to official channels, there is no life except here on Earth. How depressing. It would be so wonderful. We would be so happy, I think, to know that there was life out there, even if it was life outside the hydrothermal vents at the bottom of an ocean on Europa, one of Jupiter's moons, underneath the 60 miles of ice. And my friends, the sun, the beautiful sun, let me ask you, as I mentioned before, there's something tremendous in place here that works like clockwork, that we don't give much of a second thought to. The beautiful sun in the sky that heats this world of ours and provides light. Did you know that if it were to go out, if that fire were extinguished, we would die? Actually, it would take 8 minutes, because it takes 8 minutes for the light of the sun to come to Earth, to travel at the speed of light those 93 million miles, my friends. My point is that the Creator keeps that going. Yes, it doesn't happen by accident. Anyone who believes all of this happened by accident truly can't be an American. Because in America, we believe and we trust in a God. We pledge allegiance to the flag, which is a good thing, but I see the other side of the coin too. But we need to be united. And that's one thing I don't see in our politics today. We're Americans, but we're divided, aren't we? A lot. I pray, God, please bless the congressmen, the politicians, the president, everyone. Bless them all, God. Help them change their hearts towards each other. Help them to get away from the pettiness and this not shaking someone's hand or ripping up a speech. That is the result of competition gone bad, my friends. Competition instead of cooperation. I'm talking cooperation where, like Nancy Pelosi said, prayer is helpful. Praying for other people, and that shouldn't be taken lightly. We do need to pray for each other. That is the key. That is the key to avoid mutual destruction. And certainly, you know, if you're an adult, even younger children know that we have the capability to destroy ourselves with the how many thousands of nuclear weapons we have around the world. I pray that God will watch over us and protect us, because that is a terrible thought. It is such a dangerous situation we're living in, my friends. And we need to do our part to make the world a better place, because every day that we survive and that we live, we get from sunrise to sunset and speak those good thoughts, speak those words, my friends, like it says in the Bible, you are co-creator gods in the making. Blake says that. So do your part. Live that role. Because you know, this planet, this world is like a school. We're in the university of the universe. Do you like that? The university of the universe. This school is like grade one, where people are taught basic social values. There's usually war and a lot of killing throughout the centuries of our civilization's existence. And the object, my friends, is to graduate from this existence with a degree and being nice to people. Basically, that's all. Saying good things, nice things. Is that so hard to do? Have you been offended so much in your life that you can't forgive somebody for that? You can't resolve your differences. You can't bury the hatchet because you can't lower yourself to do that or humble yourself or damage your pride and your ego. I've seen a man who talked about his father, who was a millionaire. His father said something very hurtful to him, and that's the way it goes usually. Somebody will say something and just hurt their feelings, and they won't forgive them for that, even when they're on their deathbed. You don't forgive them. I think that we should be bigger than that, don't you? Put away your differences. Resolve those situations by talking. Excuse me. That was my breakfast. I tasted it in my mouth. I had breakfast a little while ago. In this show, and I'm running out of time, I've got 20 minutes left. I wanted to sing a song for you. That's one thing I'm going to try to do, and also do some reading. And I know I've talked about a lot of subjects, and I left some open ends, but maybe that'll keep your interest up and have you continue to listen to me, you know? But as I said, going back to Jesus, I could dedicate a whole show, maybe two or three shows, talking only about that. But suffice it to say that the Jesus that was born in Bethlehem, and by the way, the star of Bethlehem was actually an extraterrestrial probe, which was rendered luminous to shine down on the manger where Jesus was born. If you think it was something else, I tell you, it wasn't a heavenly body, because heavenly bodies are always in motion, and there's no exceptions to that. The Jesus that was born in Bethlehem grew up at age 12, 14 years old. Him and his brother, Eurekae, went from Jerusalem to Burma and China, and eventually wound up, Jesus' brother was killed, Eurekae was killed. Jesus wound up in Japan, where he got married, had children, and died at a ripe old age of 90. Check the internet. It's right there. I forget the name of the city in Japan. But the Jesus who was transported by spacecraft, landing near the Sea of Galilee, was a highly evolved soul who was living on planet Thyuba, of a very advanced civilization, who have had a lot to do with our upbringing here on Earth over the thousands of years. They've intervened at the direction of the Creator. And that individual, a very advanced soul, was asked to come here. And much like you've seen the movie Avatar, the blue bodies, how they're able to go inside the blue bodies, well, they are able to, with their very advanced technology and knowledge of spiritual matters and cosmic forces, were able to create a human body. Not too hard to imagine if you know the movie Avatar, right? So then the astral body, spirit of this highly advanced soul, went into the body of Jesus, who was probably created to look like the Jesus that went to Japan, you know, facial characteristics wise, so the people there in that area wouldn't be fooled. Or they wouldn't, when he called himself Jesus, they wouldn't know who he was, if you know what I mean. So he was probably dropped in that area in the cover of night. And then he went and saw John the Baptist was baptized, and then he began all the miracles, you know, his mission to perform all the miracles, and indeed he did perform them, some with the help of the extraterrestrials up above in the spacecraft, who were looking down and helping him when he needed to be, when he was almost stoned by the people in the temple after they were coming after him from the things that he'd said. He was beamed up a couple of times to get away from them because they said he disappeared. And talking about beaming, like in Star Trek, he was beamed down after he was resurrected. Same thing, like with an Avatar, they took the damaged body from the grave. They beamed it to their spacecraft. They repaired it, left the holes where the nails went into his wrists and his feet, and restored his body, bodily functions. His spirit slipped back in his body, and he appeared before Mary and Martha and the disciples. And, you know, 40 days he walked around. He had breakfast with them on the Sea of Galilee. Is this the one that makes sense, or do you think that's just too much of a fantasy? Do you have another explanation as to how it is? I don't think some people do have an explanation. They just take it for granted that it happened. Don't question. Don't think outside the box. But I love you. You know, I'm just kidding. Just messing with you. So don't you feel the call of the soul, my friends? The call of the soul. Just like the new movie that's coming out called The Wild, Call of the Soul. I like my introduction music for, like, excuse me, I can't say break of water. Blake Rubiology. I like that. It's my philosophy. And by the way, if there's any millionaires out there that want to invest in me, who think I have something that's valuable to share with the world, hopefully you'll do it before later on, maybe when there's an asteroid heading towards Earth and we know it's going to impact Earth and destroy our planet, or before some major cataclysm happens. Hopefully you would do that, because I make pretty good money, but I don't make enough money to market myself worldwide. If you think what my philosophy is can be shared, it should be shared in a bigger capacity, then reach out and help me. I would welcome your help. So one thing I'd like to do right now is sing a song. I'm going to incorporate this into my radio shows where I can sing maybe 1, 2, 3 songs. Along with reading, I don't have time to do everything today. Time is going by so fast, but I will sing one song for you. I'm going to walk over here. And this is for those that still have a little bit of Christmas in their hearts. You know, it didn't happen too long ago, right? And we had a good celebration here. A lot of relatives came and visited. I hope you had a nice Christmas and a New Year. So the Catholics, they continue to worship Jesus and Christmas on into February. We're into February now. I want to sing a song about What Child Is This? The traditional Christmas carol. Here goes. What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds God and angels sing. Haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christians, fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. Nails, spears shall pierce him through, the cross be borne for me, for you. Lori wanted to go outside again. I had to let her in. Go outside. Hail, the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son of Mary. Glory, oh, there you are. I thought she went trying to get out. No, you can stay. You stay out there. Well, come on now. Come on. I'm going to pull up myself. She kind of interrupted my show. Oh, well. It's okay. So the last verse is, so bring him incense, gold, and myrrh. Come, peasant king, to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. Raise a song on high. The virgin sings her lullaby. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the son of Mary. Anyway, I'm sorry I interrupted it there, but Goldie was trying to get outside here too. I thought she wanted to do her ablutions, but apparently she was just for some other reason. Anyway, I don't have a lot of time left. I got 10 minutes left. So let me get some shout-outs. First of all, a shout-out to my son who lives in Burbank, California. And he works for Warner Brothers in the mail room and delivers mail to the higher-up corporate people and to celebrities. And he's trying to be an actor. I pray, God, please help my son to become a well-known actor. Wouldn't that be great? I would like to be an actor, too. I don't know how they do it. I've never tried to act. But I really admire them for being people that can act and do it well. That's quite a skill. My son, he's coming along. He's making good progress. He'll be 26 in May. And a shout-out also to, well, of course, Don and Doug, CBS Radio. Thanks for all you do. A shout-out to my sister Eleanor living in Seattle and her son Max. They live there. And I heard about Kobe Bryant the other day. And he was such a full-of-life person, so vibrant, such a talented individual who did great things in the NBA. And I miss him too, you know. His life snuffed out in a heartbeat. I mean, just so quickly in a helicopter crash. You know, the helicopter was traveling at close to 200 miles an hour and just slammed into a hillside. It was instantaneous. I'm sure there was no pain, or not much pain involved. But so now, where is he, my friends? Have you thought about that? Where did he go? His spirit, his soul continues to live on. One thing about when we die, I read this from many different sources. We have a life review. And in that life review, you've heard people say, my life flashed in front of my eyes. We get to relive our whole life in different methods. There's different ways. It can be like in the hologram. It could be like in a television screen. It could just be images right in front of our minds. People that have had near-death experiences and come back to talk about it. But the point is that you get to relive everything that's happened in your life, all the good you did, all the bad. You feel what other people felt, you know, when you were interacting with them. That's why it's so important for us to be good to each other, to say good things and try not to offend people. Try not to hurt people. One person, Damien Brinkley, who wrote a book called Saved by the Light. He was a very violent person when he was young, went to Vietnam. He was a sniper there and killed a lot of people. But when growing up, he got involved in a lot of fights, fist fights. And so when he had his life review, he remembered, it showed the fights that he had. He got to relive it from three perspectives. One, from watching what was going on. From another perspective of being in the body of who he was back at the time, at that age. And then the other perspective of being the other person and what they felt. So when he punched somebody and beat somebody up, he felt the pain that they felt. That's not something pleasant to experience. So at the end of this life review, then, you look back and you realize you have perhaps the Creator, Mother and Father God, right there watching. You have Jesus who died on the cross, maybe Jesus from Bethlehem there. You have the Virgin Mary, who was artificially inseminated. Did you think there was some other way to put, you know, to make that happen other than, and did you give much thought as to exactly how it happened, or did you just accepted that she was artificially inseminated and didn't think there were any details or any process involved with that? As I told you, we've had extraterrestrial intervention in our lives a lot in the past, and I don't mean to offend anybody. I'm just, I seek details, more details. That's what I do. I seek truth, and I encourage you to do the same. Seek the truth. Don't accept two different points of view that were, oh, let me rephrase that. Like in politics, you know somebody's lying. We have to, in this next election and in future elections, we have to make these politicians accountable for what they're saying. We know that somebody is lying, one side or the other, not only just one side, strictly, that somebody is lying. We need to have them accountable for what they say. We need more proof, more evidence to substantiate their claims. So, my friends, there's a little taste of what Blake Rubiology is about. I'm coming up to an end of my time. By the way, I hope you like my song. I plan on singing a couple more. And I will do just a little bit of reading from my book, which The Great Brain, The Golden Soul, on in the Amazon Kindle bookstore. I've got so many great topics here. If you read my book, The Great Brain and the Golden Soul, I guarantee you, you would get excellent training for your spiritual development. So if you were to die tomorrow, you would be well on your way to reincarnating on a planet of a higher evolutionary category, my friends, because planet Earth, believe it or not, is a planet of the lowest evolutionary category. And as I mentioned before, we're here to graduate so that we can leave this existence and then, through the process of reincarnation, be born again on another planet of a higher evolutionary category. And after then achieving the highest, which is where these extraterrestrials come from, we can, if we choose to, then be co-creator gods and have our own solar system. I'll leave it at that, my friends. How does that sound? You know, ever-expanding infinite spaces out there, and there's plenty of room for you to have your own soulmate, make your own planets, have your own billions of children also. Just kidding. No, not kidding. Just the laugh. The laugh didn't sound right. Anyway, so let me, I got just a couple minutes left here. Pre-existence. Behind the veil. Once upon a time before we were born, in a location far away, we existed in spirit form. Earth is not our home. We came from our true home, heaven, a place of unimaginable beauty, of intensely vivid colors, emerald green, ruby red, amethyst purple, turquoise blue, gold, silver, and pearl, and purple. We've been made to forget that. That is God's plan for this world, a Category 1 planet, like I mentioned. Throughout the universe, spirits are either newly created, ancient and well-traveled, or of all levels in between on the evolutionary scale. Generally speaking, on category one planet, spirits are newly created. The spirit mother and father on our sun are relatively new co-creators themselves, and therefore raising new spirit children on a new world. In the heaven suns, in other solar systems in our galaxy, and on other galaxies, more highly evolved spirit parents are responsible for higher category planets and more spiritually developed beings. As such, the hierarchy of the universe is staged, all the way to the great central sun at the center of the universe, thrown to God, the great original creator spirit. God is down everywhere within the physical and spiritual universes he, she created. All things are as drops of water in the ocean of this room spirit. Before spirits come to live in the physical realms, their existence are planned in advance. Choices are made. The parents we will have, our siblings, our wives and husbands, our children and our friends. We choose what our bodies will look like, facial and other physical characteristics, strengths and weaknesses, skills and talents and disabilities and deformities. We choose a theme for our lives, for example, to develop in areas involving patience or tolerance, perhaps humility, or by not judging other people. Yet others may choose to learn about generosity or compassion. We choose the various milestones we will experience within our lifetimes, even the accidents, all with the intent to learn from them, but more so by helping others and ourselves develop spiritually to further glorify God. We also have to pay off karmic debt if we have done people wrong in previous lifetimes. Consequently, our upcoming lives will reflect the execution of those choices through a variety of complicated interactions with many different people, both predestined and otherwise, and in a series of physical environments specifically designed to assist us in attaining our goals. Whether or not we take full advantage of each and every one of those situations to be the best we can be in kindness and forgiveness is ultimately up to us. After our choices are made, we preview our lives through a very special medium known as the Book of Life. It is beautifully amazing, my friends, creation of approximately 5 feet height width, with a cover and pages of the purest, brightest white, and adorned with heavenly inscriptions of solid gold. The book opens and the pages turn as if by magic. The goal of each individual lifetime is to come as close as possible to what we planned. Indeed, success is measured not by the path we have chosen, but followed by our continuous returning to the one path central to the reason for our existence. Prayer is the key. Ask and all, and it shall be given. I guess my friend's going to mention. So there is a little taste, my friends, of my book, The Ray Brain Gold Soul. Read that, and I guarantee you, you will graduate from this existence and make it to a planet of a higher category of evolution. So here's a prayer, since I'm running out of time. Thank you all for listening. I love you very much. A hug and a kiss on your cheek and on your forehead. Come back and listen to my show, please. Many thanks to BBS Radio. May God bless them. God, please bless BBS Radio for all they do. I love you. Pray. Remember, your words do make a difference. The words that you speak go into the atmosphere and help make the world a better place or destroy it. So, Doug, how much time do I have left, please?
About 30 seconds.
Okay, thanks. All right, my friends, until 2 weeks from today, which will be, today's the 8th, the 22nd of February. Continue to do great things. We are, even though you might be a young soul, an intermediate soul, or an advanced soul, old soul, I don't know what I am, not going to say. I'll leave that up to you to decide. Although I have an idea. Continue to do, we are souls, period. Created equally by the Creator. So take care. And may God bless you and help you in any way you need it. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.